PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Today is, as President Trump has dubbed it, Liberation Day. New reciprocal tariffs are set to take effect later today against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union. When asked by a reporter as to whether the president is okay with people paying more now because of the tariffs, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt had this to say yesterday.
You should trust what this president did for you in his first term. He effectively utilized tariffs while driving down inflation. It was a record low 1.4% when he left office.
Trump is announcing his tariffs at the Rose Garden right now. In an effort to rally his party against President Trump's agenda, Senator Cory Booker has broken the record for the longest Senate speech in recorded history, beating the previous record by Senator Strom Thurmond almost 70 years ago. Thurmond spoke for 24 hours and 18 minutes to protest a Civil Rights Act in 1957. Booker wrapped up his speech last night after starting on Monday evening. And some lawmakers are rallying for whole milk in schools.
A requirement was instituted during the Obama administration for skim and low-fat milk in schools to cut kids consuming saturated fat, which can increase risk of heart disease and obesity. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. called the low-fat milk guideline antiquated. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman is co-leading the legislation. I'm Brian Shook.
Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Tesla vehicle deliveries declined by 13% in the first quarter compared with a year prior. This is the latest indicator of the tech company's suffering brand due to the actions of CEO Elon Musk's political activities. Vehicle deliveries are a proxy for sales. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 235 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. And the news also brought to you by Brock Farms. Spring has sprung, and Brock Farms has everything you need for your yard and garden. Shop their huge selection and let their expert staff help you create the yard of your dreams. Visit Brock Farms, Route 9 in North in Freehold, or Route 34 in Colts Neck. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5 and any weather updates. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Unsettled weather settling in each of the next 4 or 5 days has a shower chance in the forecast. Occasional rounds of wet weather, and as these impulses ride north of New Jersey, the most frequent occasional shower activity will be in the northern half of the state. And that includes tonight, rain shower to the north, otherwise mostly cloudy. Looks like most of the state stays dry. Temperatures dip into the lower 40s this evening, then rising into the 50s by daybreak tomorrow morning. It'll be a cloudy but warm day tomorrow. High 70 to 75 with a chance of a spot shower or thunderstorm at some point. Friday was settled in the 60s with lots of clouds. Expect showers in the morning and again Friday night. Saturday looks pretty blah with clouds, a few showers, and cool temperatures mainly in the 50s. Sunday heats up into the 70s before scattered rain returns to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Sussex 45, Trenton 48, Egg Harbor Township 50. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Ray Katina Auto Group. Elevate your drive in a new 2025 Range Rover Velar. Enjoy exclusive 2.9% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Visit Land Rover Edison and Land Rover Marlboro, Ray Katina dealerships.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.